Harper One and Harper Audio present Still Waters in a Storm, the revolutionary one-room school where everyone listens to everyone. Written and read by Stephen Half, and previously published as Kid Quixotes, a group of students, their teacher, and the one-room school where everything is possible.
It is the history of our kindnesses that alone makes this world tolerable. If it were not for that, for the effect of kind words, kind looks, kind letters, multiplying, spreading, making one happy through another, and bringing forth benefits, some 30, some 50, some 1,000-fold, I should be tempted to think our life a practical jest in the worst possible spirit. Robert Louis Stevenson, Letters. Introduction. "That's a big book," says Felicity. Her eyes are impossibly wide, made for seeing everything around her. "Yes," I answer. "We're going to read this?" she asks. At 8 years old, she has never seen a book this big, aside from the Bible in church. She is tiny and barely reaches my elbow as we sit side by side. "Yes, and we're going to translate the whole thing. It's going to take 5 years. "Whoa. Open it up." All of the kids open their copies. There are 25 students, age 6 to 15, all sitting around the same table, facing each other. "What are these words?" asks Felicity. "Is this Spanish?" "Yes, 400-year-old Spanish." "I can't read Spanish." "How many people here can read Spanish?" I ask the group. Hands go up. About half the kids, mostly the teenagers. Percy, barely 7 years old, also raises his hand, as does Rebecca, aged 11. "Don't worry, Felicity, see? All of these people can help you. Plus, you know how to speak and understand spoken Spanish at home with your family, just like everyone here except me. So you have an advantage." "Do you know how to read Spanish?" she asks me. "I know the words that your parents are teaching me, and I can use my knowledge of Latin to guess. As you know, Latin is the mother of Spanish. I'm excited to learn more right beside you." "Why are we doing this?" asks Rebecca, a little suspicious. "For pleasure," I say, "to fill our lives with beauty and adventure, and because it's funny." Each kid has a copy of Don Quixote de la Mancha by Miguel de Cervantes, about 1,000 pages bound by a red cover, illustrated with a knight's helmet, blossoming with elaborate, endless swirls. A garden of imaginings gone wild. "Go ahead and write your name in your copy. The book belongs to you." They write their names in the book. "What's it about?" asks Rebecca. Percy has already read the first 10 pages right here in class. "It's about an old man in Spain who reads all the time," he says, "all day and all night, and he starts to believe that the adventure stories he reads are real. Then he loses his mind and believes that he is a knight from those stories, and he decides to go on the road to start rescuing people." "Thank you, Percy. That's a good summary. It's also a story of two opposites who become friends. The man who reads is Don Quixote, and his neighbor, who goes on adventures with him and who can't read, is a farmer named Sancho Panza." That name makes the kids laugh because Panza means belly in Spanish. One girl is not laughing. Her name is Talia, and she is 6. Her face is rearranging itself for tears. "What's wrong, Talia?" I ask. She's sitting directly across the table from me. "I can't read," she answers, her voice squeezed by the struggle not to cry. "That's okay," I say. "No, it's not okay," she answers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?